This is the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast, episode number 142. Let's go.
Yo. Come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tie.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tie.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now
come on,
jump.
Now just roll to the front. Roll to the front.
What up, all my dance teachers out there? Thank you so much for tuning in to another podcast. I hope your week's been going well. I hope you've been enjoying this journey through the fun hip hop songs for kids album, because I have. So shouts out to all of my teachers out there posting content, all of my teachers out there. Matter of fact, hold on. I'm going to give a special shout out to this one. Got a very, very great message from one of my dance teachers out there. And I want to share it on the podcast. So it really, you know, there's a lot of times that, you know, you do the podcast and you do music and you don't necessarily know the impact that it's having on the teachers out there. Like I hear, you know, through emails, you know, people say thank you so much in the comments. But I tell you what, it just really lifts my day when I get a message like this. And I just want to read it. It goes like this. So somebody said, one of my dance teachers out there said, I had to show you the body rolls our little three-year-old has accomplished. So, you know, working on waving and stuff like that. She says, thank you so much for what you've done for us dance teachers. I mean, for real. Thank you so, so super much. The jump song is our favorite, but we love them all. And the weather song for tap, that is mere genius. Even my older elementary school kids love it. The new Tap album is fantastic, and I'm just so grateful and wanted to say thank you for every last song you've given us. And I'm like, oh my goodness, it just touched my soul, and I'm serious. I mean, I can't even explain how that lifted my day, right? So I just want to say thank you for all of my dance teachers. All of the support that you've been giving me, the music, it really is just inspiring me to keep writing more content, more material out there. And, you know, so that I really want to just have just a, for years to come, just a huge content library of things to do in class, right? Because I know even as a teacher starting off, you know, I had a hard time teaching the little ones. And it was really my wife who came to me and was like, you should do your music, right? I mean, because at the same time, while I was teaching, it was one of my dreams to become a music artist. So I was always out recording, always working on beats, always releasing projects, but I never tied the two together. And so when that happened, it's like, wow. I mean, wouldn't have thought of it. I mean, shouts out to my wife. Just shouts out to my wonderful bride for even bringing that idea to me, because it just opened up a whole door of just awesomeness. So shouts out to my teachers. Thank you so much again. If you listen to this podcast, this is a hip hop dance class resource podcast. And we've been going through, you know, like one of my teachers mentioned, we went through the Tap album. This one is Fun Songs for Kids. And so I got a good one for you today. Let me do my intro, though, before I start. You can get this podcast on Podomatic.com. You can also get it on the website, www.MrChrisHipHopDance.com. You can get it on iTunes. And if you have an Android device, you can get it on Stitcher Radio. You can get all the music. You can download them on iTunes. If you can't find some of the songs or the albums, you can go to www.cdbaby.com, download it all there. And if you stream, it's on all streaming services. And just another heads up, I just released a single today, and I think it is available on Spotify on all services right now. It's called Sliding on the Ice, and it's breaking down the moonwalk for the minis, right? So it's having them use, so you're not going to get into the technique of the push-pull of your feet quite yet. But when they're little, you're just going to have a little situation. They start off on their dot, and then they move their hands up and down, and they're moving to the back, and it goes, you're sliding on the ice. Now, we will break that song down. Once I finish the Fun album, I'll definitely get you the single for the minis, because I got a new one coming for the minis, a whole album. If you follow me on YouTube, matter of fact, hit up my YouTube channel. Just type in Christopher Zondaflex Tyler. Go to my YouTube channel, because I'm going to put things on there that haven't been released yet. And one of them is I got it across the floor for the minis for you. So check that out. All right. So let's jump into this podcast. This one is the next song on the Fun Songs for Kids album. And this is a across the floor or a progression song. So this one combines the elbow dance. So many of you that have the album or the song that I've done before, and it just gives you do the elbow dance, right? Even in the wake up song, it goes with the right elbow, do the elbow dance, and wave your hand, right? So this combines the elbow dance with a body wave. All right, so we're going to start off with the minis. So if you're doing it with the minis, one of the things you can do is because it has a march first. So you can go now march 2, 3, 4, right elbow, then the left elbow, right? So you could just keep it simple for your younger ones. Just taking the elbow, right side, bump it out to the side. Or if you want to switch it up, you can go up and down, kind of like a choo-choo, like a choo-choo train type vibe, right? So right elbow to the, or you can do both. So the first time, when they go down the floor one time, you do the elbow to the side. When they come back, you do the elbow going up and down, right? So it's kind of like that. And then the next one is you march again four times. Then you're going to do a body wave. Now, again, you want to refer to, you want this to be a class that if you know, teaching waves in that class, or if body waves is in your curriculum that you want to add in there, arm waves or any type of wave, this is a good intro to the class, and then you just continue to build on that. So but you want to start off with just the body wave by itself. You know, head back, chest out, rib cage, and then contract. Head, chest, rib cage, contract. Make sure they bend the knees when you contract and it goes down, and then reverse it. It goes knees, rib cage, chest, and then bring the head over to the top. So it's the body wave. Now, on this song, for your progression, cross the floor, it goes wave it down the body, bring it back up. So it's a quick wave, right? It's a quick wave. But they can do it. Even if they don't complete head, chest, rib cage, they'll still get the concept of the wave. You can even use your arms, too. Use your hands to wave it down and then wave it back out, doing a double arm wave. All right, so that's for the minis. Now, when you get into your intermediate, your little bit older class, 5 to 7 year olds, or even 7, 8, and 9, you can do for your march, you can march, and then when it says right elbow, you can actually do an opposition thing where you have your right elbow is bumping, but you're stepping out with your left leg. So it's like right elbow to the left elbow, like that. So you step out, left foot, right elbow hits, and then left elbow, right foot. When it does the wave, you can do, switch it up a little bit. You can do like a side wave. So you can take your left hand, let the wave initiate from the left side of your body, whoom, wave it down, and bring it back. And then when you do the march again, do the elbow part with the foot, then the right hand, boom, down the body, bring it back up, right? Just like that. So, and then as they get a little bit older, so you got that 7, 8, so 9, 10, 11, 12, you can travel with that opposition elbow hit. So when it says right elbow, you got your left foot. So instead of just stepping out, you can travel, boom, 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 two times to the left side, but your right elbow still hitting. Boom, boom, boom. Two times to the right side, but your left elbow still hitting. So now you got travel to the left, travel to the right. But remember, you're doing right elbow to the left elbow. And then for your older ones, instead of marching, you can do like you can glide. You can do hops. You can do kickball change, kickball change, kickball change, and right elbow. And you can travel on the elbow part, because instead of doing side to side, you can do angles. Kickball change, right elbow to the left elbow, and kickball change, kickball change, and then wave it down the body. You can also do, say you're going to do a tracer wave. Put your left hand out, wave it. Trace that right hand over the left arm all the way down to the right leg. Boom. Go back. And then other side, right arm to left leg. So wave it down the body, bring it back up. So just different ways you can use this across the floor for the different age groups. All right. So, and then the main thing is you want to watch for is for your waves, even from the minis all the way up, making sure they complete a body wave. If you want to use the arms, work on hitting those numbers on the arms, right? When they go out, elbows all the way through, and then just staying kind of locked in right there. All right. So that's it. Make sure they have lots of energy. Make sure they give you everything they have. And so I'm going to play it for you so you can check it out. So this is from the Fun Hip Hop Songs for Kids. If you're looking at it on Spotify, it has the purple cover on it. And yes, all types of goodness is on there. This is the Elbow Body Wave Across the Floor song from your boy, Mr. Chris. Check it out.
Yo,
come on.
In the place to be. Mr. Chris right here in the building. Gonna do this little cross the floor right here. Check it out, yes. Now walk, 2, 3, 4. Right elbow, then the left elbow. Now walk, 2, 3, 4. Wave it down the body and bring it back up. Now walk, 2, 3, 4. Right elbow, then the left elbow. Now walk, 2, 3, 4. Wave it down your body, then bring it back up. Now walk, 2, 3, 4. Right elbow, then the left elbow. Now walk, 2, 3, 4. Wave it down your body, then bring it back up. Just walk, 2, 3, 4. Right elbow, then left elbow. Now walk, 2, 3, 4. Wave it on the body, then bring it back up. Now walk, 2, 3, 4. Right elbow, then the left elbow. Now walk it, wave it on the body, then bring it back up. Just walk it, let me see you hit the right elbow, then the left elbow. Now walk it, let us see you just wave it on the body, then bring it back up. Now walk it, come on, yeah. Do the right elbow, then the left elbow. Now walk it, yeah, come on. Just wave it on the body and bring it back up. That's across the floor. Mr. Chris going across the floor. Come on. And it goes a little something like that.
All right, so that's it right there. I hope you have enjoyed this song. Listen, use this resource because it's great. You can use it at the beginning of class. You can do it at the end of class, right? However you want to work it in, but just a great across the floor song. Working on, it's also working on choreography, but you can use it for working on different things. Like if you do opposition, use the right elbow and the left leg. That's working on, you know, opposition, right? You can do different waves using your arms, going from the arms all the way down to the leg and back up. All right, so just make sure you explore all of those options. And then for even some of your younger ones, if you do this song and you find out, you know, they've definitely mastered a marching and hitting the elbow, challenge them for some of the other steps that I just given to you. All right, so that's it. It's your boy, Mr. Chris. Listen, like, comment, subscribe, check out the podcast, share it with other teachers, share it on your social media, because it's what keeps the podcast going. And all the music, you can get all the music on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, www.cdbaby.com. Just type in Christopher Sonderflex Tyler. All the albums come up. And while you're there, do some shopping, get some more stuff. You know, if you're downloading that, download some other stuff. The holidays are coming up. We're in October. The holiday mixtape is out. Matter of fact, once I finish this, I got so many podcasts I got to break down. But once I finish this, I need to go into that for your Halloween dance, your Thanksgiving songs, and your Christmas songs. All right, so that's all I got. Thank you so much for tuning in to another podcast. And your boy is out.
Yo. Come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Come on,
now just roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front.